This may sound stupid to you, but it's hot.
It's hot. Off the wire with
Brittany Bitch.
It's Britt, and here's your weekend edition of Hot Off the Wire. Last night was the inaugural iHeartRadio Music Awards. Kendrick Lamar performed Tupac's portion of California Love. Pharrell performed some of his hits, and Usher danced to the new Michael Jackson song. Meanwhile, Rihanna took over everything, getting Artist of the Year, Song of the Year, Hip Hop Song of the Year, and Rihanna Navy won Best Fan Army Award. Speaking of RiRi, her ex Chris Brown has a hearing set for May 9th. They're trying to avoid the June 25th trial. After that fight we saw on video outside the LA club with T.I. in the game, T.I. is calling TMZ and everyone that records stuff snitches. Meanwhile, his boy, Robin Thicke, is threatening to sue some tabloids for stories that suggest that he had an affair. Meek Mill lost his lawsuit against Philly police where he claimed they racially profiled him and detained him for no reason, making him miss a job. Now he wants to leave Philly. In other news, the breakup between boxer Floyd Mayweather and his ex Chantel Jackson is getting ugly. He posted a sonogram saying the real reason they broke up is because she aborted their twins. She's busy posting pictures with Nelly, and Nelly, his ex Tay Heckard, may be engaged to baller Brandon Jennings because she's wearing a big old rock. Aretha Franklin making a cover album, and Destiny's Child's Bootylicious is one she'd like to cover. That's interesting. She's also working on a biopic movie about herself. In music, future sophomore album Honest is topping the Billboard's R&B and hip hop album charts, sold 53,000 copies in its first week. New in theaters this weekend, make sure you go see The Amazing Spider-Man 2 with Jamie Foxx, Andrew Garfield, and Emma Stone. I'm Britt, that's your Hot Off the Wire. You can tweet me what I missed at @2prettybritty and @RussParshow. And for more stories, go to the RussParMorningShow.com.